The opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed on today's radio show and their guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints of Easy Way Broadcasting.
Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Retha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Good morning, Retha.
Good morning.
March 27th, as time moves along. Ah, and you remember, Retha, back in England in 1970, the date the shoelace was invented, right?
In 1970?
I'm sorry, 1790.
In 1790, I was going to say, wait.
I guess people had shoelaces before. Okay, well, anyway, happy birthday, Mariah Carey, born in 1970. Black Eyed Peas Fergie, born in 75. And Quentin Tarantino was born in 63.
Don't give away all these women's ages.
Don't give the ages. Okay.
That's all rude. Right. I don't care what you do with men, but don't do women.
One time I was saying the years, and they got it confused with dates. Anyway, Retha, you've been keeping busy? A lot of auditions, or what's going on?
Oh, I actually shot a TV movie on Friday, which was lots of fun. And when they decide what name and what network it's actually going to be airing on, I'll let you know. But I had a great time. Great director, Dave Dakota, he directed me in A Husband for Christmas. And we had a great time on Friday. So, and it's a movie I can recommend to people, just like A Husband for Christmas. I can recommend it for everybody to see. So as soon as I know, I'll let you know. And you know what?
I think
it's going to take us up to our hot topic.
It's hot topic time.
Ripped from the headlines. Today's hot topic.
Well, my hot topic is the United Airlines dress code flack that's all over the news this morning. It's absolutely ridiculous. I am one of the people who is privileged to have a relative who is employed by an airline, not United, but I get the privilege of flying at greatly, deeply discounted prices. And all they require of me is that I dress in business casual. It's not directed at women. It's not directed at children. It's directed at anybody who is flying anywhere from a 20% discount to flying absolutely free. They ask you to not wear jeans, not wear flip-flops, not wear leggings, not wear short shorts. They ask you to dress business casual. If they want to wear leggings on a plane, they should buy a ticket. If you're getting a discount, or their parents should have made sure that they were dressed properly. I know I've been informed how to properly dress, and so is everybody that's on my relative's list. They know how they have to dress. So, guys, get over it. Don't mess with my free ticket, okay? I'll wear what they want me to wear and fly free. Anyway, I'm ranting at this point, Jim, and you're on topic.
Well, you know, Kushner is to lead the new White House office for human innovation, and you know, the vote was overturned to on the Obamacare. They tried to overturn Obamacare, and they fell short. The Republicans fell short just by a few votes. And Gorsuch enters high stakes confirmation hearings to he's being grilled to. To be the next White House justice, because, guys, we got two and two. There's two Democrats, two Republicans, and so we'll see what happens. The vote goes on in April. FBI's Chief Comey testifying on the Capitol Hill regarding the Russian wiretap, and no evidence has been found. President said he's disappointed in North Korean leader Kim Jong-il in regards to the missile testing. Uber president steps down after 6 weeks, saying that the current controversies were a little bit too much for him. U.S. troops wounded in an Afghan fight in the and it was on a base, on a U.S. base. Secretary Tillerson uses tough talk on North Korea, and he said all options are on the table. And basically what it is North Korea has developed submarines that shoot missiles, underwater missiles, which is kind of, that's pretty difficult to do. It looks like they have that down. Secretary of VA is planning on how they would use the increased budget, saying that the military, this is vital, and with the increased budget will be really welcomed by the military. Thornwall leads, switching over a little bit, something a little bit more light. Thornwall leads South Carolina 88-81, upset of Duke. Shaq joins the NBA stars saying the earth is flat. And Duke bounced back to 2017 NCAA tournament by 7 in South Carolina. And what do we got here? So the Roger Fedley, 7th final at Indian Wells. So eyes are on winning the title for the 5th time. And the NCAA responds to Confederate flag showing on the town center site. And Putin promises cooperation in the Russian doping investigation. The Patriot fans are elated after judge toss out the Brady suspension. So anyway, Reef, that's kind of moving on with that.
Well, that moves us to our first commercial.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow EasyWay on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z, because, well, we do it the easy way. EasyWay Magazine is your best vehicle to advertise in if you would like to reach a quality database in corporate Hollywood. Not only will you read the stories and enjoy the content, you will also get to interact through social media and get to meet who's featured at the events, as well as get exclusive interviews from your favorite celebrities. EasyWay Magazine is a Los Angeles and Orange County-based magazine, but also reaches an international audience. Subscribe to EasyWay Magazine today by following EasyWay Broadcasting on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or EasyWayBroadcasting.com's website. To advertise, call 424-209-9290 or email contact at EasyWayBroadcasting.com. That's letter E and letter Z, because we don't do it the hard way. We do it the easy way.
Aretha was talking about traveling around. She travels at a good price. Well, either way, guys, you know, we always give you a heads up. If you're going up to Seattle, Portland area, we're going to have a little bit of rain and cold up there. But if you're going to the central states around Texas, Oklahoma, we got some big problems over there with the storms, tornadoes, and the Reef. Did you hear about the hail? They said some of this hail is 4.5 inches wide. That's like softballs coming down. It's been damaging cars.
That's why I live in Los Angeles. Do
some
we
heavy
have our
stuff
guest
in it.
On today, Jim?
I don't know. We're seeing if he's calling in. But, yeah, Reese,
okay.
Can you imagine?
Hello?
I don't think, Dave, okay, hold on a second. What do we got? Let me give you just a brief on Dave Andrews here. He's going to be our guest. Author, he's an editor, a storyteller, and he's got quite a lifetime here. At age 17, he organized a food drive for the homeless in his hometown, and at 20, following the fall of Saigon, he worked in a Vietnamese refugee camp setting up English as a second language. And I find Dave's got some interesting history. He actually got a picture, and those of you who remember your history, of Hirohito in Japan. And but Dave's an author. He's got a book, The English Slave, coming out. Dave, welcome to the show with Aretha. Aretha, Dave Andrews, I think you've met Dave.
Yeah, hi, Dave. Did we lose him?
Okay, Dave, are you on with us? Well, anyway, Reith, I don't know if he's got a loose connection there, but Dave, if you're on, just jump in. But, Reith, I don't know if you've seen his book, because he's been working on his book for years now, and it finally came out. But Dave is at many of our events, and he is, you know, he speaks Mandarin. He's taught. He reads and writes Mandarin. And, you know, being an author.
He's a jack of all trades. He was actually serving at the last event. He was dishing out food and helping clean up and just doing all kinds of things. So, I mean, I'm amazed at how many things he's capable of doing.
Well, he's got a list of books under Empires and Kingdoms, and the first one is The English Slave. It's a historical novel based on a true story, but I'm ordering several copies, and my brother loves this kind of stuff. I don't, Reith, are you a big reader, or would you be an online reader, or would you want the book?
Oh, I definitely don't want the book. I have all of my books on either my Kindle, well, on Kindle, on all of my devices, basically. So then, as long as I have a device with me, I can read anything in my library. But I am not a reader. I am a video person. I'm visual. I like to see it in front of me. So I wait till the movie comes out, bottom line. Although I do have lots of books, I just don't tend to read them the way I should. I don't enjoy reading as much as other
people.
You
know, that's funny. I kind of go along with you. I have, my room looks like a library. I have so many books. In fact, one row of books is right above me on this huge shelf. And we talk about little shakers. You know, I got to make sure I have it nice and secure because I look up above me right now if that came down. Oops. But, you know, I'm kind of like that too. If the remote is there, it's a lot easier grabbing the remote. And, you know, these documentaries, they're so interesting. All right, you can read about Egypt, or you can sit there watching the people go on tour and listen to the historians while they're exploring these tombs. I don't know. You get a lot out of it that way, too.
Even if I don't read it, or watch it on a video, I actually prefer audiobooks. Some of them are read by professional actors, and it's almost like listening to a play. And others are just mechanical. I have some that are just like technical books. They haven't been translated into audiobooks, but the computer can read it. So it's that very computer-sounding type voice that will read it to you. But that's okay. I like it because I can do other things. I can be cleaning house. I can be writing. I can be doing a bunch of things. And listen, driving. It's wonderful for driving.
Now, you have an interesting past. I mean, you've done so much. You've traveled. Have you ever had it in the back of your mind of sitting down and writing or having somebody help you with a biography of your life? Has that ever tweaked your interest?
Well, I used to say for years everybody would have to die before I could actually publish this book or I would be in big trouble. Now, pretty much, unfortunately, everyone has died. And then I thought about it, but wait a minute, I'm still alive. So I don't know. I really want all the gory details. So the biography thing is kind of in and out. People tell me to write it from an anonymous point of view get a ghostwriter to do it, but I don't know. I don't know if that'll ever happen. I was interviewed for a book called The Warmth of Other Suns. No, The Warmth of Another Sun.
Oh, okay.
They talk about my family's migration just a little bit because they're just my family's just a small portion of the book, but their migration from the South to the Los Angeles area, and it actually traces three main families, but my family's mentioned in it. So I figure that's probably as much of my family history as I want out in the public. Excellent book.
You know, you bring up the family history. I find it when I see these commercials on television, you know, about your, what are they called, your family tree, and there's a term, it's a site you can go on. How the heck
Ancestry.
Do they...
Ancestry.com.
.com, yeah. How do they go back
Ancestry.
And... Yeah, trace that stuff. That's amazing.
David, are you online?
He was online, but he popped off. I'm trying to get him.
Okay.
We'll keep going. But anyway,
losing David.
There he is.
But,
he's there. Go ahead.
Okay, you got
Dave,
me now?
Okay,
yeah,
we got you. We got you.
Okay,
Dave, you're on with Reefa. Reefa, Dave, you know, you guys have met before. And
yeah. Hi, Reefa.
Hey,
Dave.
We've used up almost all your time, so tell us quickly.
It was nice talking
to you,
Dave. We'll have to have you on again sometime.
No, tell us quickly what you want us to know.
Yeah, I've been listening to you, so I'm in the loop on what you've been saying.
We got a couple minutes, Dave, and I was bragging about you. You know, Reefa, you know, she knows your history a bit, and I said
well,
that, you know, I told her.
Let him give us his information. They've heard our version already.
go ahead, Dave. Tell us a little bit about your book and what you're doing.
Okay, yeah. The book is called The English Slave. It's available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. It's based on a true story of Captain John Smith when he was sold into slavery back before Jamestown, Virginia. And it takes place in 1602, and he was given to a beautiful Turkish woman named Aisha, sister of the Sultan, who was going to sell him back to his family if she could find him. But, of course, the difficulties were immense there. He didn't have a rich family in Bohemia, and so he suffered. And so this is the true story about him, and not very many people know about. It comes out in the summer, July 31st, on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. You can actually order it now and receive it when it comes out in July 31st. So it's the first book in the Empires and Kingdoms series, and it's a 5-book series right now, but maybe it'll get bigger. We'll have to see.
All right. So what brought you in the direction of, you know, that time period and so on? And how long has it taken you to put this together?
Yeah, it's taken me a little over 10 years. So I've been working hard 10 hours a day on this book and project for 10 years, you know, 50 weeks a year, basically, and 6 days a week. So it's a lot of time, a lot of research, a lot of rewriting, you know, getting it right, doing research in Italian and in French and Dutch and several other languages, and it uses some of my expertise from travel and education-wise. I have degrees in international affairs, so I'm familiar with the topic, different cultures, different religions, different war periods, battles. It's all-encompassing, and there's a love story behind it, of course, so we have that romantic type input too, which I think readers will really enjoy.
Well, it sounds good. You want to give us your information on how people can look into a book?
Okay. My full name is David Eugene Andrews, so I'd be the author. The book cover is kind of green, so when you look under my name, David Eugene Andrews, look under The English Slave. It may take a little searching. Otherwise, you can go to Easy Way Promotions. There's direct links. If you go to Easy Way Promotions on Facebook, you can find it. You can go to The English Slave on Facebook. That's the page name. Or follow me on Instagram, David Eugene Andrews, and Facebook, David Eugene Andrews. And on Twitter, I have a new Twitter handle, David Eugene and A-N-D number one. David Eugene and one, number one.
All right. Well,
so
thank
you for having me on this morning, Jim and Reefa, and I look forward to hearing from you soon.
We'll have to have you back on when it's actually released at the end of July.
July. I'm sending out proof copies and review copies, or my publisher is, this week. So it takes 4 months for it to get reviews. And once the reviews come in, we'll put the blurb on the back and send it out to you.
All right.
Terrific.
Well,
great talking to you as always.
Thanks, Dave, for coming on. We're looking forward to it.
Okay, so thanks for having me on, and good luck on your baby boomers things. And there's it's never too late to start a new path.
There you go.
Absolutely. Well, I'm not sure if we've got theme member coming on or not, so let's see if we got to check out.
Smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
It's tech time. We're running a little late, so I'm going to just do a quick little tech tip. Back it up. It is springtime. Springtime's a good time of year. If you do not back up your computers or your phones or your tablets on a regular basis, which we should do, have it on automatic backup. But some people with smaller hard drives and whatever do it manually. So springtime is a good time. Hook that phone up to that computer and back that phone up, first of all, because once you lose it and you lose all those phone numbers and things, it is a nightmare that we have all had. So back up your phone. Then back up your computer either to an off-site drive somewhere or at the very least to a backup drive, and then take that backup drive to a different place. Ideally, do both. Have it on a hard drive and on somewhere in the cloud. And the same thing with your tablets and any of your other information. So that's my tech time for today, and let's move on to Jim's gym.
Whoa. Okay, baby boomers, it's time for Jim from Jim.
Well, that's what I keep forgetting, that I got to wait for that little introduction. But forgotten dreams and goals, well, what stops you from reaching your goals or following your dreams? Well, Churchill said over and over when they ask him to speak, all you do is get up on stage and you say, never give up. Then go sit down again. And they're thinking, wait a minute, we got Winston Churchill here. We got to get him to say more. And they ask him up again, and he would say the same thing. And he did that over and over. Well, what happens when you work hard at something and keep you just keep moving forward? But problem is, things sometimes still don't work out. Well, you're not alone with that. Statistics show many or most of us are in the same situation. The answer is similar, you know, for all of us. It takes off, you know, say for instance, guys, the plane takes off from New York and it lands on a dime in L.A. Well, it does go off course through the period of 3,000 miles or whatever it is, but the pilot or the computer corrects the flight direction and gets it back on track. Well, some changes or evaluations may need to be made. You may need to change things a bit over the period of time and reevaluate what is working and what isn't working. But you get back on track and continue on, and the stories are endless of well-known brands that have been, you know, on the hamster wheel for many years until they finally get it right and they move forward. Well, all is not lost or time wasted. You learned, you know, it may not actually pay off right away, but over a period of time, all your efforts were not in vain. You may not yet have reached your goals, but you have learned and are richer for it. So perseverance does pay off, and we hopefully learn from our trials and continue moving forward. Anyway, I saw an article on Addicted to Success that tells you a few things to, you know, nine things that basically stop you from achieving your goal. I'm only going to get to give you a couple. Perfectionism. Don't worry about being – sometimes I'm guilty that I try to build the perfect wall in the backyard or the perfect chair or something like that, and you never get it done. Do the best you can, and then when it's done, then you can touch it up. Don't be afraid of failure. To me, it's just a stepping stone to success. Focus on the end result. Don't focus on it too much. Work on getting to the end result. Like I, you know, you got to picture yourself succeeding. So anyway, we gotta move along, but no excuses. You know, just keep moving forward, and you can see yourself succeeding. Nothing wrong with that. So anyway, Reese. I tried to squeeze that in there, and I believe now we're moving into Carmelita's Corner. And
yeah, it's time for Carmelita.
You are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Yourself is on the line. Charles Wright, welcome.
How you doing, Donna?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing, Charles?
I feel great.
Are you expressing yourself this morning?
It looks like that's what I'm about to do.
Well, I know that you're up and at 'em, and speaking of up, this book is in front of me now that you have written. I see that you published it last year, Up From Where We've Come. It's quite a journey. And, Charles, I congratulate you. Congratulate you not only on this fine book, but your legacy. You are one of our premier musicians of all times, and one of my very favorites. I have to tell that to the whole world. Charles Wright is one of my favorite musicians, and
that
I love this song.
Never forget when I met you.
Oh, yeah, that goes way back. We won't tell them how far back, Charles. I mean, it's been many moons ago.
You were playing guitar in a club in Hollywood. Just you and the guitar, and you were great, and you were singing.
You still remember that? I've gone back to my guitar again, by the way. I picked it up again.
Great. I mean, we'll forget that.
Yeah, I just did a show, as a matter of fact, with a young lady named Sharon Benson, who has been some of the greatest. She's been on the road with David Carradine when he had his band going, and he gave her a guitar, which Pete Seeger autographed. So she's got quite of a legacy herself. But anyway, I want to get back to Charles Wright and the 103rd Street Band. You are the founder of that group and also wrote Express Yourself.
Yes, I do.
Whatever you do. Yeah, I just got a little piece of it just there. I really love it. And it's been sampled by so many people. Amazing. These young rappers have discovered it. NWA is one of the groups that discovered it. And they just need to give you your propers, you know, Charles. They need to recognize where it came from, the legacy that you and the Godfather soul, James Brown, and Little Richard, and you know, your contemporaries are leaving us a treasure trove of music of all times. I just want to share a little bit from your book here. You have you're best known for this song, Express Yourself, and it has been used in over 50 commercials and approximately 30 movies.
80 commercials.
80 commercials, excuse me.
Around the world.
Wow. But this book is taking us on another journey, though, however, that a lot of people need to know about. I mean, it is part of American history. A lot of people, you know, are not aware. Some of it's been swept under the rug, so to speak. You actually came from Mississippi in the heart of where some of our ancestors were, I would say, kidnapped and brought here, immigrated here. Talk about immigration. They immigrated under duress on slave ships.
Yeah.
And the circumstances that you grew up with the sharecropping background, was not that far from slavery. Can you tell us a little bit about your experience as a youngster growing up?
Well, my family, it's what my family went through. My father was associated with a man who owned the land, and we worked the land. They supposed to split everything down the middle come settlement time every year. And he never, my father always came out behind. So he always had to borrow money on the money already for the next year. So we stayed behind. We stayed in that trap for 23 years. This man held us in his trap actually, I say it's enslavement because I personally, when I became 8 years old, my father demanded 100 pounds of cotton a day from me. At any time I didn't get that 100 pounds, he whipped me. And I never could get it. So I consider myself brought up kind of in slavery because he wasn't getting paid either. And I was getting whipped. And I couldn't get that 100 pounds cut. That's just one episode in the book, but there's so many stories in that book.
Yeah, well, your journey was quite episodic, and in fact, I think that a movie should be made about your journey. A lot of people don't realize or know how difficult it was during those times, in particular, of when you grew up. And you know, there's a lot to overcome. But I'm glad that you realize that someday that people need to come together as Americans, not, I wouldn't say hyphenated Americans, but just Americans, period.
As people, period.
As people, period.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, we still have a little ways to go, obviously. I mean, you know, from what's going on around us now, but I still have hope, and I'm sure you do too. We always have to remain optimistic, you know?
We wouldn't be here if we didn't have hope.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, we wouldn't be here. Yeah.
That's right.
I have hope, and I do my best to try to mend the fences. But unfortunately, some people don't want to mend them. I think some people profit from the unmended fences. If you know what I mean.
Yes.
They profit from chaos.
Yeah, well, listen, you've got so much going on. I wanted to speak a little bit more about this book, too. It's a story about yourself, basically, as a young boy.
Yeah.
And in the cotton fields of Mississippi, during the time of World War II, amid high racial tensions, the social injustice of the Deep South had a profound effect on your life and your family's lifestyle. It's full of thrilling stories, romance, drama, and action. You tell the story of the true stories of your family's trials and tribulations on a cotton plantation owned by a cruel, sharecropping shyster named Edward Miles. Edward was born with an unfair advantage, which he uses as a wedge to dominate his subjects. At a critical time in the life and at your age of 8, your father demanded that you pick 100 pounds of cotton daily or face a vicious whipping, which you just mentioned a while ago. I'm looking at your book now as I'm reading this. But It says that you eventually moved on to realize your dreams in music, and because of an influential figure in doo-wop, funk, and became a influential figure in doo-wop, funk, soul, R&B, and American pop culture. And I was just looking at some of the people that have contributed to your book. I was pleasantly surprised to see our friend Little Richard Pennyman as a contributor, and also Barbara Morrison, and also the lady who I was sitting next to at the disco ball last week that was hosted by Kathleen Bradley and produced by Brandy Sanders, Peaches. So I hope she's listening in now. Hello, Peaches, if you're out there. And so I'm just impressed with your journey, period. I love your music. I can't say it enough. And I'm very, very happy that you have written this book. And I see that you've got some more episodes that are going to be coming our way that we'll be getting more into the music of your journey, which your fans, you've got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of fans, we'll be looking forward to. Can you tell us a little bit more about your plans for your future?
Well, I am so pleased. A lot of people try to hold me back, but God's been so good to me. I had no complaints. My song expressed itself. I never dreamed that it would do what it's done, or any song of mine would do that. I have 300 other songs on the marketplace, but that song takes very good care of me, and I'm very thankful for it. I thank God every day. And right now, I'm just coasting along, doing a concert here and there. I'm about to do one this weekend on Saturday at the Merck Park. It's going to be a rare performance, but it's going to be Bobby Morrison and myself. Oh, I know we're going to have the greatest time ever. So.
Oh, yes. I definitely want to talk about that, Charles, because I would love to see everybody come out and get an opportunity to get your book and get it autographed like I got mine autographed. As a matter of fact, I bought that book at the Agape store. We were just talking on the phone yesterday about Dr. Reverend Michael Beckwith, who is one of my other very good mentors, I guess you could say, because I love the way he presents spirituality. And he's got the Agape Center there, and that's where I bought your book, Charles. I want to mention that your show, April the 1st, is going to be coming up to support the California Jazz and Blues Museum, which Barbara Morrison, another one of our treasures, is actually producing. She's actually created this museum. I've had the pleasure to walk in the door there and see the white walls that it's going to be adorned with all the treasures that she's putting up. And the tickets can be ordered. They're only $30 by going to your website or to her website.
Her website.
Yeah, okay. So let me just mention her website, and everyone can go there and get their tickets. It's www.BarbaraMorrisonPAC, that stands for her Performing Arts Center, .com. And her last name is spelled MORRISON. So, again, that's BarbaraMorrisonPAC.com. And it's going to be in Leimert Park. It has a red carpet at 3 o'clock, 4 p.m. The authors will be signing because there will be some other authors there as well. And at 5 o'clock is the show, and I can't wait to see the show with you and Barbara Morrison. And again, she's a jazz great. So I encourage everybody to go out and check it out. I'm going to be there, Charles. You'll see me out there moving and grooving in the audience.
One thing I guarantee you, we're going to have a good time.
Absolutely. And I just happened to see an address here. It's at 4317 Degnan Boulevard, number 101, and that's in Los Angeles, 90008. And I also, while I'm doing a little promotion here, want to talk about my sponsor, which is Easy Way Promotions, which has made it possible for me to have this radio show. And I always want to give a shout out to Easy Way Promotions. And everything about Easy Way Promotions can be accessed by visiting easywaymedia.com. That's EZWAY media.com. And the motto of Eric Zulli is don't do it the hard way, do it the easy way. So anyway, yeah, and we always do it by expressing ourselves. Yeah, we do. Well, listen, Charles, thanks again for coming on my show. I wish we could spend a little bit more time, but perhaps maybe you'll come back and visit us again. And, yes. Okay.
And I'll be glad to come back on your show anytime.
Okay, Charles. I like that.
All right.
Are you on?